So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. We're going to deal with a very, very serious issue, and that is light sensors in stairwells, where you want to go up a stairwell, but in that stairwell, you go in there, and it's going to trigger a light. It's going to go on. And during the day, during the night, it really helps you a lot to go up and down the stairs, even if there's a minimal light. Is that okay to go in on Shabbat? What if there's no other option? They all work that way. Is there any option over here? So there's a lenient view that says, well, this is, you don't intend it, and it's even though the result, the lighting of the triggering the light is inevitable. It's a pisik reisha. Nonetheless, the argument is, well, since there was a minimal amount of light that they keep just as a backup, as an emergency, a little bit of light, you can make your way up the stairs with the minimal of light. It just makes it more comfortable to do so with the greater amount of light. You don't really care about that additional light because you have a baseline amount, you have a basic amount of light. It's enough to get up and down. So is that really correct? Because that lo nichale, that you don't care? It seems very counterintuitive. And this past Friday, I spoke to both Rav Shachter and Rav Willig. They both disagreed with that. And I know there's some rabbis that say that, but I don't know. They both think that that's very difficult to say. And in fact, that's commonly we do for our refrigerator. We have a light on the refrigerator during the week. And people disable it for Shabbat. You don't want to open up the fridge as the light goes on. And you could argue, well, it's a psik resha, it's delo nichale, that you don't benefit from it, and because the light was gonna go on anyway. There was a little bit of light anyway that you have. Just makes it easier to find the food, but. But yet, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Moshe considers this to be a psik resha delo nichale. You don't benefit from it. So they don't say that it's, they don't say lo nichale. I heard Rav Soloveitchik said that. So, okay, so there's an opinion like that. It's a minority view. So I don't know. I would try to avoid this question. Both Rav Shecht and Rav Willig suggest what to do is, if you really need to go into a stairwell like that, if you're caught in that situation, you have to close your eyes. I know that's not so practical to sustain. So I would try to avoid this issue altogether. Rabbi Willig insisted that if you you just have to practice. You have to in advance. You have to learn the area, scout it out, and get used to walking up and down. Know the area really, really well, that you can swing it by holding on to the banister, going slowly, and going up and down by keeping your eyes closed. And it's a little not so easy to do, but nonetheless, that's what he feels you have to do. It's kind of compelling. But actually, if you have a situation like this, an elevator operated by a non-Jew, or to go down the stairwell, Rabbi Willig said, no, you still better close your eyes, go to the stairwell. Because the elevator is a whole host of questions. Rav Shechter said you're better off in such a situation to be on the elevator than in the stairwell. And I think practically you're much better off being in the elevator. Interesting questions becoming more and more questions, especially people that live in neighborhoods with apartment buildings, becoming very, very common. And those are the approaches. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week.